Genesis, chapter 32. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And Jacob said when he saw them, "This is God's host," and he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother to the land of Seir, the field of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus you will say to my lord Esau, thus says your slave Jacob, I have sojourned with Laban, and remained until now. And I have oxen, and donkeys, and flocks, and male slaves, and female slaves, and I have sent to tell my lord, that I may find favor in your sight." And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to your brother Esau, and moreover he comes to meet you, and 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and was distressed, and he divided the people that were with him, and the flocks, and the herds, and the camels, into two companies. And he said, "If Esau comes to the one company, and strikes it, then the company which is left will escape." And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, O Yahweh, who said to me, 'Return to your country, and to your kindred, and I will do you good. I am not worthy of the least of all the loving kindnesses, and of all the truth, which you have shown to your slave, for with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, I pray you, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him. Or else, he will come and strike me, from mother to sons." And you said, "I will surely do you good, and make your seed as the sand of the sea, which will be too many to count." And he lodged there that night, and took of that which he had with him a present for Esau his brother. 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams. 30 milch camels and their colts, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 she-donkeys and 10 foals. And he delivered them into the hand of his slaves, every drove by itself, and said to his slaves, "Pass over before me, and put a space between drove and drove." And he commanded the foremost, saying, "When Esau my brother meets you, and asks you, saying, 'Whose are you? And where do you go? And whose are these before you?' Then you will say they are your slave Jacob's, it is a present sent to my lord Esau, and, look, he also is behind us." And he commanded also the second, and the third, and all who followed the droves, saying, "In this manner you will speak to Esau, when you find him. And you will say, 'Moreover, look, your slave Jacob is behind us.' For he said, 'I will appease him with the present that goes before me, and afterward I will see his face, perhaps he will accept me.' So the present passed over before him, and he himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night, and took his two wives, and his two female slaves, and his 11 children, and passed over the ford of the Jabbok. And he took them, and sent them over the stream, and sent over that which he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he didn't prevail against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was strained, as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." And he said, "I will not let you go, except you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name will not be Jacob anymore, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men, and have prevailed." And Jacob asked him, and said, "Tell me, I pray you, your name." And he said, "Why is it that you ask for my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for, he said, "I have seen God face to face, and my soul is preserved." And the sun rose on him as he passed over Peniel, and he limped on his thigh. Therefore the sons of Israel don't eat the sinew of the hip which is on the hollow of the thigh, to this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew of the hip.